Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Friday, the 25th of November, 2022. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up 0.2% today to 7,260 points, a new high since early June. The bourse is up more than 1.5% this week and about 12% over the past couple of months. It's one of the better performing equity markets around the world this year. Today, utilities, real estate, and consumer discretionary stocks led the way, while materials companies were among the worst performers. If you take a look at the large caps, Commonwealth Bank was a standout, up nearly 1% to a new 52-week high. National Australia Bank and ANZ were also strong performers. Telstra jumped 1.5%, while gaming machine manufacturer Aristocrat Leisure rose more than 2%. BHP, Woodside, Fortescue and Rio Tinto all ended the day lower. It was a tough day for the lithium players, and we haven't said that much over the past few years. Alcum was the worst of the top 200, down 8%, while Pilbara Minerals, Lake Resources and Core Lithium all fell more than 5%. Best in the day was healthcare group Nanosonics, which finished up 11%. And finally, the Aussie dollar heads into the weekend, trading at just under 67 US cents. Story number two, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will move legislation to require the appointment of a minister to be made public after the report into Scott Morrison's secret ministry scandal was released this afternoon. Mr. Albanese will recommend at the next cabinet meeting the government accept all six recommendations from the report compiled by former High Court of Australia Justice Virginia Bell. The recommendations include there be new laws to require public notice of the appointment of ministers. There should also be publication of acting ministers, and there should be publication of an outline of divisions of responsibilities of ministers that oversee the same department. All seems to make sense in hindsight. The Prime Minister commissioned the inquiry after it was revealed in August that Mr. Morrison had secretly appointed himself as the Joint Minister in the Health, Finance, Treasury, Home Affairs and Industry, Science, Energy and Resources portfolios over a period of 2 years during the COVID-19 pandemic. Story number three, nearly 16,000 Tesla electric vehicles are being recalled in Australia due to faulty rear lights. The Federal Transport Department says a software error means one or both taillights may not work as intended, which could increase the risk of an accident causing serious injury or death to vehicle occupants and other road users. The department says if it occurs in dark conditions, the traffic behind will have reduced visibility and may not be able to identify the vehicle. There you go. The recall affects 15,914 Tesla Model 3 or Model Y vehicles. Brake lamps, reverse lamps, and turn signal lamps aren't affected. Story number four, experts reviewing the Reserve Bank of Australia have canvassed the central bank having two specialist boards, one that sets interest rates and another that oversees the bank's operational governance. According to the Financial Review, the top-down hierarchy at the bank could also improve its communication with the public about monetary policy and increase internal debate and openness to outside ideas. A skills matrix for the Reserve Bank Board could be adopted to help fill expertise gaps such as labour markets, supply chains, and financial markets. And finally, story number five. New Twitter owner Elon Musk is granting amnesty for suspended accounts, which online safety experts predict will spur a rise in harassment, hate speech, and misinformation. The billionaire's announcement came after he asked in a poll posted to his timeline to vote on reinstatements for accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. The yes vote was 72%, according to Associated Press. In the month since Musk took over Twitter, groups that monitor the platform for racist, anti-Semitic, and other toxic speech say it's been on the rise. This has included a surge in racist abuse of World Cup soccer players. That's it for the afternoon report for Friday, the 25th of November, 2022. Michael Thompson, Adam Lang and I will be back tomorrow morning with the weekend edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.